弟兄姊妹，主日平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在我们中英文堂联合敬拜，也包括我们有2022年的会众大会的时候。
Today, as we gather together for our CM and EM combined worship, and also our congregation meeting afterwards,
我们分享一个特别的信息。
And we have, I want to share a special message.
就是主耶稣基督在被钉十字架之前所做的大祭司的祷告。
And it's a passage from the high priest prayer from Jesus before he went up to the cross.
是在约翰福音的十七章第一节到二十六节。
Which comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 1 through 26.
我用中文为大家宣读这段经文，然后请艾瑞克长老为大家宣读英文。
We first read in Chinese and then in English.
在约翰福音十七章，耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人，认识你独一的真上帝，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已经成全。父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先我同你所有的荣耀，你从世上赐给我的人，我一将你的名显明于他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道，如今他们知道凡你所赐给我的都是从你那里来的，因为你所赐给我的道我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。我为他们祈求不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求，因他们本是你的，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往哪里去？圣父啊，求你以你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我与他们同在的时候，以你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们，其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我要照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也引真理成圣。我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里边，我在你里边，使他们也在我们里边，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里边，你在我里边，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀。因为创立世界以前你已经爱我了。公义的父啊，世人未曾认识你，我却认识你，这些人也知道你差了我来。我一将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
God's words from John chapter 17. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the one, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you love me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I have made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
弟兄姊妹, 这段经文被称为大祭司的祈祷。
And brothers and sisters, this passage here was called the High Priest Prayer.
也被称为新约圣经中的至圣所。
And it's often called the most holy place of the New Testament.
圣灵光照我们，当我们真正进入这段经文的时候，
May the Holy Spirit shed light in us so that we can truly enter this passage.
我们就会明白，在这段经文中有三个要点。And
then we will see there are three key points in this passage.
耶稣基督的使命和成全。And
one is the mission and the fulfillment of Jesus.
耶稣说，你所赐给我的事，我已成全了。And
Jesus said, I have accomplished the work that you have asked me to do. What is the work that Jesus has come to do? And secondly, we'll talk about the sending or the origin of the and the mission of the disciples. Are the disciples just because of they have a personal feeling to believe?
门徒是因着我们信主的人，因着牧者有德行，然后吸引人来信耶稣吗？
Are the disciples here because there's a pastor that has to, the charismas to attract them here?
所以耶稣就特别强调，你从世上赐给我的人。
And then Jesus emphasized here that it's these are what who you have given me.
门徒的终极是来自于父上帝的赐予拣选。
The ultimate source or the origin of disciples is the election of the Father.
到底上帝拣选我们，耶稣基督拯救我们，目的何在呢？
What is the purpose for the election and the salvation of God?
很多人就讲信耶稣，哎，我升天堂。
And many say, oh, it is so that I can go to heaven.
但是这里却特别的讲，你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
But here in this passage, it said, Jesus said, I will send them just the way you have sent me.
所以这强调的不仅仅不是升天堂，反倒是差派我们在这个世界中分别为圣。
And so that we can see that it's a stress from this passage, not just so that we can enjoy the privilege to go to heaven, but also we have the mission that God has sent us to be in this world, to be sanctified.
然后最后第一点，最后一点讲到生命的合一。
And then lastly, we see the unity and the glory of eternal life.
讲到耶稣与父原为一。
And Jesus mentioned that the Father and me are one.
讲到我们蒙召得就是进入圣父、圣子、圣灵那种合一的生命、合一的荣耀。
And the purpose for our salvation and for our calling is to enter into the unity of the Son and the Father, into their glory.
所以我们很多基督徒都认为，哎，我们信耶稣，我们得救。
And then many Christians they often emphasize that they are saved.
但是我们不仅是得救，我们是得荣耀的。
But the Bible tells us we're not just to be saved, but we are also to be glorified.
所以在二十二节就特别讲，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们。
And that's why in verse 22, Jesus said, The glory that you have given me, I have given to them.
小弟兄姊妹，在约翰福音十七章中，我们就特别思考，从耶稣基督的祈祷，到底我们基督徒的信仰、生活的经历是什么。
So in this passage from John chapter 17, let us meditate, let us ponder on what is the essence of Jesus' ministry and his prayer.
到底永生的经历是什么？
What is the essence of eternal life?
永生的经历是天堂，还是在此时此刻，在世界上我们就经历上帝？
Is it just heaven or the heaven as well as the present?
当我们这儿讲到说成圣、分别为圣的经历是什么？
And what is the purpose for sanctification?
是否我们就和世界、和文化、和工作截然分开呢？
Is sanctification?The sanctification means we are totally isolated from our work, from the world, from our everyday life.
这却讲到在世界中，在平凡的生活中分别为圣。
Jesus asked us that to sanctify ourselves in this world, in our ordinary lives.
弟兄姊妹，这讲到我们不仅是得救，并且要得荣耀。
And thirdly, we also see that we are not just saved, but to be glorified.
当我查考这段经文的时候，我自己也感到非常的震惊。
And as I studied this passage, I was also very moved.
这个荣耀是一种显赫的权柄吗？
What is glory? Is the glory just a kind of the manifested majesty in front of people or the world?
是赐给我们建筑了、组织了、国家了，可有形有体的荣耀吗
？Is it the glory in our building in an organization？
我们相信这些美善的东西也一定程度上具有一种荣耀。
Of course, but these things in themselves are manifest God's beauty and glory.
但是这耶稣所强调，我们这个得荣耀是进入上帝那种合一的生命。
But here we can see.That the glory that Jesus meant was to be into the God's glory and in Him.
我们在基督里完全与上帝和好。
And it's in the unity with Him, in the reconciliation with Jesus.
在基督里我们也合而为一。
And in Christ, we are also unified.
这种生命的合一反倒是我们要得的荣耀的精义。
And this unity in our lives is actually the essence of glory.
忽然之间想到一个婚姻家庭的荣耀何在。
And I was wondering, where is the glory in our, say, marriage life?
如果丈夫是高官厚禄。
If the husband is a high official,
啊，如果住的房子、开的车，各个方面看起来都是非常荣耀。
And if his house, his cars are all very glorious.
啊，但是我们知道这个房子的人，享受这些荣耀的人，父母没有得到孝敬，夫妻没有相爱，孩子没有得到照顾。
But if those people who are enjoying these majestic things, that there's a their kids are not edified, and that there's no love in their lives.
这个家有荣耀吗？
Is there any glory in this house?
啊，或者是当初门徒见到圣殿的时候，哎，这是何等的辉煌的殿宇呀！
And when the disciples saw the holy temple, they said, "Oh, how grand this building is!"
啊，所以说当时教会、当时圣殿的荣耀是否就在于何等辉煌的圣殿啊？
And is the true glory of those the temple just in the building itself?
但是耶稣却说，为万民代祷的殿变成了什么？贼窝。
Jesus said, "This is supposed to be a house of prayer, but this has become a den of thieves."
啊，本来这个圣殿，本来这个教会是要彰显神的荣耀，尤其是让人爱主、彼此相爱，但是却成了压迫的。专制的，甚至最后把耶稣基督都诬陷，都钉死在十字架上。
And the church back then it was supposed to be manifesting God's glory and the unity of love people, but that temple itself has become a source of oppression for the people.
所以弟兄姊妹，是否我们可以更深的进入上帝本身那种合一的生命？我们在基督里那种合一的生命，彼此相爱，是否就是何等的美，何等的善？那就是上帝最大的荣耀的彰显。
And the biggest manifestation of God's glory is in our unity and our love for one another.
是否当我们这样真正彼此相爱的时候，我们也真正彰显了上帝的荣耀
？And when we love one another, when we live peacefully in harmony with another, we are showing God's glory. So there's this passage is really profound. Let's pray and ask for the Holy Spirit's enlightening.
天父上帝，我们众圣徒都是来到你的面前。
Holy Father, as your saints gather before you,
都是坐在你的脚下。
And we are sitting at your feet.
主，求你亲自的教导我们。
We ask that you teach us.
因着耶稣基督教导我们。
Teach us through Jesus.
借着你大能的圣灵来教导我们。
Teach us through your powerful spirit.
借着你的圣言来教导我们。
And teach us through your holy scriptures.
使我们能够真正认识你自己本身。
So that we truly know you.
使我们真正认识你所赐给我们的独一的救主耶稣基督。
So we truly know the one and only Savior, your Son Jesus Christ.
使我们真正知道耶稣基督道成肉身、十架舍命的使命和侍奉。
So that we can truly know the mission and the fulfillment of Jesus' mission and his death on the cross.
使我们能够明白永生、成圣、荣耀的真正的基督。
And so that we can know the essence of eternal life, of sanctification, of unity and glory.
主，求你不仅使我们有头脑的明白。
And Lord, not just give us the head knowledge.
使我们心中真正品尝到主恩的滋味。
Let our heart also taste your grace.
使我们真正享受在基督里这种生命的。
So that we can enjoy this unity of life in you. We pray and give thanks to you in our Lord Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，在耶稣基督的祈祷中，
So brothers and sisters, in this passage of prayer from Jesus, He's teaching us through his prayer. And this prayer itself is really a very deep and profound passage for teaching.
很多弟兄姊妹认为，哎呀，祷告啊，什么祷告会呀？ 为什么牧师祷告，长老祷告，为什么还教我们祷告呢？
And some believers may ask, why we need to be taught how to pray when we go to prayer meetings.
祷告就像人的呼吸一样，是自然而然的。
The believer's prayer is just kind of like our breathing.
但是我们不能够这样自以为是。
Even though it's natural, but we cannot pray in a self-righteous way. Because even Jesus' disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. So the Lord's Prayer is also a teaching to the disciples how the disciples should pray.
约翰福音十七章的整个一章，即是耶稣基督的祷告。So
this whole chapter is Jesus' prayer.
末世成为圣经的经卷。And
it was inspired into a passage part of the Holy Scriptures.
也是教导我们如何祈祷。But
it's also a passage to teach us how to pray.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到耶稣基督的事工、耶稣基督的使命的时候，
As we talk about the ministry and mission of Jesus,
我们都认为我们需要上帝，需要上帝救赎。
We know that we all need God, we need His salvation.
我们需要上帝救赎我们脱离瘟疫。
We need God's help to lead us out of this pandemic.
脱离种族歧视。
Out of our racial discrimination.
脱离贫穷，脱离暴政，脱离郁闷。
Lead us out of tyranny, lead us out of poverty.
但是其实这些都是问题的现象。
But those things are just symptoms.
但是造成这些问题的根本根源何在呢？
And the cause and the ultimate source of these bad things, where are they?
所以在马太福音一章二十一节讲到耶稣基督的诞生的时候，就特别讲要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。So
in the Gospel of Matthew, in chapter 1, verse 21, as the scripture was telling the birth of Jesus, it says Jesus will save his people from their sins.
所以罪是违背神的律法。So
sin is the disobeying and a deviation from God's law. And sin is looking down upon God's sovereignty. And sin is the abuse of God's love. And sin is to use all the good and perfect gifts from God to do evil things.
所以圣经讲到，这更显明罪真是恶极了。And
the Bible often talks about the wickedness of sins.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督通过先知、祭司与君王的指示来救赎我们，脱离罪本身。So
Jesus was Jesus saved us from our sins through his offices as the prophet, as the priest, and as the king. As we talk about the ministry of Jesus,
很多人特别讲，哎，耶稣这个医病了，赶鬼了，行神迹奇事了。And
we often remember Jesus, the healing of the sick and his performing of the miracles.
但是我们一定要知道，耶稣基督来不仅仅是医病赶鬼，他是特别的把真理传讲给我们。But
Jesus didn't just come to heal the sick and drive out the evil spirits, but he's also to preach God's truth.
所以在约翰福音十八章三十七节，耶稣在比拉多面前就特别宣告，我来可为给真理做见证。And
in John chapter 18, verse 37, Jesus said, "For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth."
可福音一章三十八节，耶稣也特别强调，我也好到那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。
And in also in the Gospel of Luke 1:38, Jesus said, "Let's go to the next towns where I can preach also, because this is why I came out."
所以你看到在约翰福音的十七章第八节说，因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们。
So in John 17, in verse 8, Jesus said, "I have given them the words that you gave me."
然后在十四节又再次强调，我已将你的道赐给他们。
And also in verse 14, Jesus stressed, "I have given them your word."
所以今天在福音派教会中，更多的强调，哎，耶稣做这事，耶稣做那事，但是我们却忘记了耶稣。
And in many evangelicals, they often talk about, they emphasize Jesus doing this, Jesus doing that, but we tend to forget that Jesus was also teaching us.
So in the
first main point, as we talk about the mission and fulfillment of Jesus,
所以耶稣特别强调，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全。
And Jesus said, in verse 4, "I glorified you on earth, and having accomplished the work that you've given me to do."
所以我的事，耶稣基督他道成肉身所做的事，完成的事，到底是什么呢？
And what is the work that he has accomplished?
所以我们看到在十七章的第六节就讲到，说你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明于他们。
And one answer can be seen from verse 6, when Jesus said, "I have manifested your name to the people whom you have given me out of this world."
说你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了。
And also in verse 8, "For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them."
所以说弟兄姊妹，耶稣来特别的把他的子民从最终拯救出来。
So, brothers and sisters, Jesus came to save us from our sins.
尤其是通过他所传讲的道本身。
And especially through the words and the truth that he taught us.
所以在约翰福音八章三十二节，耶稣甚至向门徒做出说两大应许，你们必晓得真理，真理必让你们得以自由。
And then, and which reminds us of Jesus' promise in John chapter 8, that you will know truth, and the truth will set you free.
弟兄姊妹，当然这个道不仅仅是一个知识，不仅仅是一般的字句和命题。
But here, that when we talk about the world, talk about the words, they are not just the knowledge, they are not just propositions.
所以我们看到在约翰福音十七章第三节就特别讲，认识你独一的真神。
And in verse 3 of John 17, Jesus said, "This is eternal life, that they may they know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So Jesus was not just teaching us some knowledge.
耶稣是真正的把上帝把他自己使我们能够完完全全的认识领受进入。
Jesus wants us to truly know God and know him.
就像我们夫妻之间朋友之间哪怕是互相聊天，关键不是从对方得到多少知识多少信息。
Just as when you are chatting with your friends, you're not just trying to gain knowledge from him or her.
而是真正在交流的过程中互相认识，互相帮助，更加的相爱。
And the purpose is that through your fellowship with your friend, you wanted to better know him or her. You wanted to love one another.
所以上帝的道都是爱的道。
So God's word is the word of love.
都是生命之道。
God's word is the word of life.
都是位格性的关系性的道。
God's word is a word, word of relationship, the word of personhood.
弟兄姊妹，为什么耶稣基督在这儿特别强调讲认识你独一的真上帝呢？
Now, why did Jesus stress in verse 3 that knowing the only true God?
我们就看到在历代之下十五章第三节，这些经文就特别讲，说以色列人不信真上帝。没有训诲的祭司，也没有律法，已经好久了。
We can see from the Second Chronicles chapter 15, verse 3, it says, Israel was without God, without a teaching priest, and without law for a long time. So it's very shocking. We know that God especially revealed himself to the Israelites in the Old Testament times. And the Israelites believed in God. But they were without the true God. They had priests. And they were mostly just doing sacrifices and religious performances. But they were not teaching priests. And we know that God's law was only given to the Israelites. And then we know that for a long time, the Israelites actually just threw away God's word into the garbage. So let's not just comfort ourselves by saying, "Oh yeah, I have a church and I go to worship services and I read my Bible." So we need to truly know the only true God. And by God's grace, in this time of pandemic, you may be worshiping online, or in person here at church, and the tithes and offerings and other ministries are going as normal. And that shows us our true faith. And the false faith is that I don't care whether this religion is true or not. I just only care it's useful or not. If it's useful, if it benefits me, I will go. But brothers and sisters, we all know that there's nothing we can nothing we take into the world. There's nothing we can take with us when we
go.
And as the Bible said, even if you live for a long time, let's say to 100 or 120, it's nothing but suffering and toils. It's all vanity. So if we don't truly know God, if we don't truly behave and live according to God's word, then we're really just deceiving ourselves here. So Jesus said, to know the only true God. And he said also to know Jesus Christ, whom God has
sent.
Why we want to highlight that?
Because
a lot of religions today, they believe in God. And they also even hold up the authority of the Old Testament, including the Judaism, and the Islam, and the Mormons. But they do not believe that Jesus Christ is the one and only Son of God. They do not believe that Jesus is the God from the beginning, and because he was the Word and the Word was God. So that First John chapter 2, verses 20-23. bear with me here. It says that this is the no one who denies the Son has the Father. So one criterion, one reference for whether you know God is whether you know Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹,
now we can understand better Jesus, his mission and his fulfillment. He saves his people from their sins. And the main way through which he did that was to teach God's truth and God's word. But Jesus preached also in many forms. He may be teaching us through his actions. And through his living. Through his prayer. And his whole life has shown the Father to us. So a lot of times we say you should live by example.
所以我们看到第二点门徒的来源与使命。
And secondly, we look at the disciples' sending and their mission.
弟兄姊妹，这儿耶稣特别强调，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的。
And Jesus stressed that all that I have is given from the Father.
而且耶稣在这儿又特别讲到说，我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求。
And Jesus said, I'm praying for them. I'm not praying for the world. And that's the verse 9 from John 17.
这就是我们改革中神所不同意一般的独立派教会、福音派教会的救恩论上的核心点。
And this is one of the key differences from the Reformed faith, between the Reformed faith that we believe in and the other evangelical theology. Many churches believe that the God and Jesus are saving everyone. And whether you believe or not, there are two key things. And the first is that you have to make a decision on your own. And secondly, we have to do our evangelical work to make people believe. We acknowledge that we have the duties. We have our own responsibilities to believe and to do mission work.
But in the Gospel of John,
we see that these people were not born out of the flesh and weren't or from the human will, but they are born of the they're born of the Spirit. They're born from above.
其实在整个福音中，耶稣都说：“我父把羊赐给我，我为羊舍命。”
And through the whole books of the Gospel, we heard Jesus said that the Father has given the flock to me, and I give my life to my sheep. And this is also the doctrine of election from our Reformed theology. And there are many, in contrast to the many other denominations who teach the doctrine of universal salvation. And they even believe that even the evil spirits and Satan himself could repent and be saved. Which is beyond what the Bible has revealed to us.
小弟兄姊妹，我们接受长老和小丁长老，我们教会中有一个维斯敏斯特信条的讲解，我们也会特别的讲解到这有关的教义。
So these doctrines were also we're going to teach them more details in fact this quarter's one of the CM Sunday schools when we review the Westminster Confession of Faith together.
弟兄姊妹，在耶稣基督的祷告中，不仅强调我们的终极的本源是来自上帝，并且特别强调我们要在这个世界上分别为圣。
But here Jesus not only stressed that we are elected and we're called by God, it also stressed that we are also to be sanctified.
当然现在很多基要主义信仰的基督徒常常讲，哎呀，我们不属于这个世界，所以政治了、文化了、经济了、病毒了，这些不要管，反正传福音信耶稣就好了。
We also know that a lot of the fundamentalists believe that we don't need to be concerned with the economics and politics and other ways of life in this world. They are of no use to us. All we need to do is to believe and pray.
当然我们不属于这个世界。
Of course, we don't belong to this world.
我们也不是来自于这个世界。
And we are not from this world.
因为我们作为上帝的选民，作为基督里的新人。
As believers who have gained a new life in Christ.
我们是来自上帝的。
This new life is from God.
我们不仅不属于这个世界。
Not only do we not belong to this world.
这个世界是属于我们的。
The world belongs to us.
当然，这个世界不是指罪人，不是指恶人，而是指上帝的。这是天父世界，我们要做上帝的管家。
And when we say this, that doesn't mean we're talking about this the world that's under the evil rule of Satan. It's talking about God's creation and being a good steward of God's creation.
所以，当耶稣基督在大使命的时候，特别讲天上地下一切的权柄都赐给我了。
So I know in the passage when we talk about Jesus' great commission, Jesus said, "All the powers of heaven and earth are given to me."
所以加尔文在注释相关的经文的时候，就特别强调我们在第一个亚当里所丧失的一切，又在末后的亚当耶稣基督里重新完全得回。
That's why Calvin actually commented in these scriptures that whatever we lost from the fallen Adam, we have gained them back in the second Adam.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲到第三点，生命的合一与荣耀。And
thirdly, we talk about the unity and glory of life.
第一个，我们就看到上帝的位格的合一。We
first see the unity of the Godhead.
所以我们就看到耶稣主特别讲，我父在我里边，我在你里边。And
Jesus here said, "My Father is in me, and me in Him."
所以圣父、圣子、圣灵三一上帝，他有一个生命的合一的。So
we can see the triune God. There's a unity among them.
所以我们在基督里也有着与上帝的合一。
And this is also why we also in Christ have the unity with God.
所以基督的祷告是，使他们也在我们里边。And
this is why Jesus prayed that so that that they may be also in us.
当然，我们基督圣徒彼此之间也要在基督里有爱的合一。
As saints, that the brothers and sisters together, we also should have this unity.
所以我们就看到在21节、22节、23节反复出现，使他们合而为一。
And we can see that from verses 21, 22, 23, Jesus repeatedly emphasized that make them one, that they may be one.
一个家庭的生命，一个教会的生命，家庭和教会的生命，或者荣耀的彰显，就在于合而为一。
So the true glory from your family life, from your church life, is this unity. If you have dissension and conflict in your family, if there is a division in the church, and then often the Bible warns us, that God's glory has departed.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到最后第三点，在上帝的大爱中的合一。
And finally, we see from this passage is this unity in God's love.
所以，耶稣特别强调，是你所爱我的爱，在他们里面，我也在他们里面。And
Jesus prayed in 26 that the love with which you have loved me may be in them.
所以不光是约翰福音这样强调，使徒保罗也强调，圣灵将神的大爱浇灌在我们什么心中。And
not just in the Gospel of John, but we know that the Apostle Paul also stressed that maybe may God's love be in our hearts.
所以弟兄姊妹，这种生命的合一与荣耀就体现在这四个方面。So
we see the unity and glory of life have manifested in these four aspects.
在上帝的位格的合一中。
The unity of the God's Godhead.
在我们基督里与上帝的合一上。
And in the unity of us in Christ with God.
在我们彼此之间在基督里的合一上。
And the unity among one another in Jesus Christ.
这以上三大生命的合一都是爱的合一。
And all the three aspect unity are also in the fourth one, which is unity in God's love.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们从耶稣的这个祈祷，我们到底学习到基督教信仰与生活的经历是什么？
So from this passage, what essences of truth can we learn from this passage?
信仰的经历，也就是永生的经历。
The essence of faith is also the essence of our eternal life.
所以这特别强调认识你独一的真上帝，并且认识你所差遣的耶稣基督，这就是永生。And
once again, it's that we know the only true God and also know the Jesus Christ whom God has sent.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们信耶稣不是说爱信耶稣就等着升天堂了。Again,
our faith is not all about believing in Jesus and going to heaven. We need to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit to know God, to know Jesus Christ, and to be reconciled with God. And which was also highlighted in John chapter 3, that we were reborn. We were born again by the Spirit. So that we can enter into the kingdom of God's loving Son. It's not just about going to heaven after we die.
Well,
of course, we don't want to de-emphasize that.
但是耶稣基督给我们的救赎是此时此刻，我们因着耶稣，因着圣灵，我们就已经进入到上帝爱子光明的什么国度了。But
through our salvation, right this moment, right here, right now, we have entered into the kingdom of light.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督教信仰的经历。And
that's the core of our faith.
我们基督徒生活的经历是什么呢？
And then, what about the essence of our life, our sanctification? Jesus here said, I send you into the world so that you may be sanctified in truth. So the essence of our Christian living is to be sanctified in this world. So we cannot just escape from the pandemic. We cannot just escape from our problems. We need to overcome them through God's strength. And it is through the overcoming of these problems and challenges that God wants to edify us, God wants to build us up, God wants to glorify us. So the essence of our faith, our living, are also for us to be glorified. God created us and has given us his glory as he has crowned us with his glory and majesty. But when we fell, we hated God. We hated others. We hated ourselves. We have departed from that glory. But when Jesus has saved us, and Jesus said, the glory that Father has given me, I have given them. What is this glory? Jesus said, if you love one another, the people will, from that, people will recognize that you are my disciples.
So, 133篇就特别强调弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
That's why we just read earlier in Psalm 133 that how beautiful is the brothers living peacefully in harmony.
主，我们要享受主的荣耀，我们得见主的荣耀。
We want to enjoy the glory of the Lord. We want to show the glory of the Lord. The more we know God and Jesus Christ, the more we will love Him and love one another. And the more we will have a life in unity. And the more we will reflect God's glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you manifest your glory in our lives. Your glory is yourself. It's the love of the Heavenly Father. It's the Son who saved us. And it's the power of your Spirit. Let the world know that we are the ones who have a Lord living in us. Open our eyes so that we can see. Lead our steps so that we can return to you. May your glory be among us.
Amen.
Amen.